Meanwhile, on FM, you can hear the afternoon play as usual. It's the story of Shirley, whose only friend is the butcher. And it's to the butcher she turns when, despite eating plenty of greens and red meat, she starts to become invisible. The disappearance of Shirley McGill is at 2:15 on Radio 4 FM tomorrow. But now it's time for today's afternoon play.
Intent to Supply by Joshua Levine.
Andrew, I can't see a bloody thing. No, I can't. Send up a pupil, would you? Well, I was tripping over them on the way in. Good. Is he large?
You wanted to see me?
Yep, sorry. I can't remember your name.
Jack Standish.
Good. Could you stand... Do you see where the light's hitting the ground? Could you stand... No, further back. Not that. Yeah, that's... Stay there, would you? Yeah. Do you see the criminal appeal report? Behind you, next to Archbold. Hand me volume 23. Yeah. Don't forget where you were standing. Thank you. How long have you been with us?
A year and a half.
Applying for tenancy?
Yes.
Good. This'll be fun. What's your name?
Jack Standish.
Where the bloody hell... Is it over there? I've got a list of all the pupils in chambers applying to stay on permanently with pointed comments from the barristers. You're not meant to see it. Yeah, that's it. Here we are. William Brooks, Keble College, Oxford. Duncan Neal, University College, Oxford. Marina, long Greek name, Jesus College, Cambridge. Jack Standish. Bournemouth University. I think I've found the runt of the litter. Let's see what they say about you. First comment, bright enough, not serious, too casual. Next one, I know this writing, not one of us. Well, I wouldn't want to be one of him. Next, does not shine, little determination. Lastly, I disagree with the above, has a good mind, a good manner, has genuine potential. There you are. Looks like you have a bit of work to do if you're going to be staying with us. Never mind, I'll get you started. Do you know why you're standing there?
Well, I...
Your curtains. You see how the sun's moving in that direction, heading west? I want you to follow it. I want this computer screen to be shaded at all times. Understand?
Can I just...
No. You see, you've moved. I can't see a thing. Get back to where you were. Yeah. Very good. Well, we just got started. Is it important? All right. That was the clerks. They've got a job for you. A bail application for an Italian at Horse Ferry Road. The brief's downstairs. Well, don't be long. There isn't a cloud in the sky.
Thank you, Mr. Standish. I'll hear your submissions.
Madam, it is my submission that my client, Mr. Corsi, ought to be granted unconditional bail in this case.
That's not realistic, Mr. Standish. Look at his previous convictions.
Madam, yes. My client, Mr. Corsi, is not of good character. He has an ugly list of previous convictions. He is no angel, but I ask you, madam, to consider the fact that he has committed no offences over the past 2.5 years.
That's because he's been in prison.
Madam, my list... Yes, madam, somehow I've mistaken... You're quite correct.
When was he released?
I'm not... Okay, thank you. I'm handed information, madam. Mr. Corsi was released on the 3rd of July of this year. I was unaware...
And this offence is alleged to have taken place on the 20th of July. So no offences for 2.5 weeks, Mr. Standish, not 2.5 years.
Madam, yes, I'd mistaken, and I'm... I apologise. However... It would be fair to say that he is a different person to the man he was at the time of his arrest. Whilst he was taking heroin at that time, he is now entirely free...
So he's a recent heroin user?
Madam, yes, but as I say, he has been clean for a period of...
I've heard enough. Reno Corsi, you will be remanded in custody. My decision is based solely on the facts. I was not prejudiced against you by the eccentric submissions put forward by your counsel. Thank you very much.
Excuse me, are you on your own?
Yeah.
Is there quite a bar near here?
I don't know. Benjamin's might be a bit quieter. I'm not really the person to ask.
Can you show me where it is?
We can't miss it. It's straight up the road towards Aldwych.
Can you show me?
Well, it's very easy. You just turn left out of here.
I'm asking you to have a drink with me.
Oh, right.
It's somewhere quiet. Well, only if you want.
Yeah, of course. I'd love to.
Oh, good. What's your name?
Jack. Jack Standish.
Hi, Jack. I'm Katie Reeves.
This is all happening very fast.
Really? We're just walking to the pub.
Yeah, well, I'm not used to...
What?
It doesn't matter.
What do you do?
I'm a lawyer, I'm afraid.
Well, don't be afraid. What kind of law?
Criminal law. A barrister.
Good job.
Is it?
No?
Not today, it isn't.
Are you good?
Good.
Yeah, are you a good barrister?
I think so. Is it for me to say?
Well, you must know.
I don't think I've been asked before.
I want you to be good. What makes somebody good?
Lots of things.
What?
Confidence, I think.
Yeah, that's the same as any job. What makes yours different?
Well, you need to be able to think on your feet really quickly. Uh-huh. You need persuasive, you need to be able to speak persuasively. Good memory, mm-hmm. And confidence. Confidence is incredibly important.
Are you hung up on confidence?
No, it's just important, I'm just saying.
Do you enjoy it?
What?
The job.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Well, I don't really like the people very much, or the older ones. That place we were just in, it was full of them.
Yeah, what's wrong with them?
Arrogant, pompous, you name it.
What sort of things do they do?
I don't know, they're just... They think they're experts on everything in the world, you know. They can't order a bloody bag of chips without making a submission. So, what do you do? I mean, how was your day?
Not bad. I watched you in court this morning.
What?
I watched you defend Mr. Corsi. I thought you nearly made a good speech. The judge was harsh.
Are you a lawyer?
No, Jack. Try and work it out.
What?
Here, this looks all right. You been in here?
No.
All right, let's get a drink then.
So, who are you?
I'm Catherine Reeves. I'm a freelance tabloid journalist with a very tempting offer for you. Relax, Jack. Breathe.
What are you talking about?
I'm a journalist. I came to court to watch you today, and now I have a proposal.
Proposal? This is weird.
Isn't it? It's exciting too. You're representing a girl called Fiona Lytham tomorrow.
Yes.
Do you know who she is?
She's on a charge. I can't tell you anything about it.
She's a shoplifter and a drug taker, but who is she?
What do you mean?
She's the daughter of Lord Lytham. You're too young to remember him, aren't you? But he was quite important. A cabinet minister, no less. Used to make a lot of speeches about family values.
Yeah, I know who he is.
2 years ago... She was his baby girl. Now she lives in a squat, she's been arrested for drugs, and he's given up on her. I want to know why he won't lift a finger. I want to know why she...
Why are you talking to me?
Well, she won't tell me, Jack. But she'll speak to you. She has to.
Are you about to offer me money?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm out of my mind?
£5,000.
Do you seriously think I'm going to sell my client to you? Do I look that stupid?
I want to help her, Jack. It might not sound lightly, but it's true. Everyone will report the facts, but I want her story. Her father is selling her down the river. The court's going to dump on her. I want to give her back some control, and I want the father to take responsibility. That's why I'm here.
Look, I'm not going to...
Listen, just listen. You'll get 5,000 quid, but I'll give you something much more exciting than that.
What?
You will find, and this is a promise... that if you accept my offer, your professional life's gonna change.
How?
I was watching you today and I've been listening. You don't hate barristers. You're jealous of them.
Jealous?
Yeah, you say they're arrogant, but arrogance and confidence are the same thing. Confidence is what you need. And if you join me, you'll start to feel it. Because you'll be doing something real. You won't be defending some Italian and shrugging when you stuff up. You'll be involved, properly involved in something that matters to you. Something with consequences. And you'll have me behind you, encouraging you. You'll be serious. Do you want that? Right, no one would ever know, I promise. I wouldn't write anything, she'd just tell you. And we can see each other as often as you want. It's up to you. And we can meet wherever. My place, if you want. I'm not living with anyone. Are you?
No.
Oh, good. Now, what do you want to drink? We won't talk about it anymore. Meet her tomorrow, see what you think. Gin and tonic? Lager?
Yeah, I know what I think. I'm not going to compromise my principles before my career's started. And I'm perfectly serious. Without your help, thank you very much.
Fair enough. I'm glad you're listening. Oh, I can't see what beers they've got. I'll choose you one. Watch my bag, will you? Yeah, thanks.
Are you Fiona Lytham?
Yeah. Are you my barrister?
Yeah, Jack Standish. You know you're half an hour late.
Am I?
I tried ringing your mobile. Oh. Well, it makes things quite difficult when you're late. I've had to ask for extra time and they've given it to me, but they won't do it again.
I'd better stop talking then if you're late.
Don't you speak to me like that, please. You show some respect to me and you show some respect to the court. You're on a serious charge. Possession of cocaine with intent to supply carries with it at least...
Get away from me!
What?
You know what, you pervert! You touched me! You just
touched me! No, I didn't.
You dirt!
I didn't touch you, I didn't do it... Funny.
There's someone over there who thinks you've raped me. He's coming over to punch you. That made you look.
Shall I go? Shall I leave you here on your own?
Yes, please.
Because if I do, you are going straight to prison.
I'm not going to go to prison.
Yes, you are. With your attitude, that's exactly where you're going. As soon as they hear your voice in there, as soon as they work out who you are, they're going to start beating you up for fun. Anyone who's a bit different gets it, and they're going to think it's Christmas when you show up.
Oh, you're really scaring me.
And they'll know all about you, because they're a journalist just waiting to splash you across the tabloids.
Well, I won't talk to you.
Oh, that's really going to stop them, isn't it? It'll make things worse. They'll start guessing about you, and they'll smear your name, and they'll make things up.
I'll sue them.
From prison. And let's face it, if your father's abandoning you now, he's never going to want to talk to you again after that. What about the rest of the family? You'll end up pathetic, helpless.
Why are you saying all this? You're getting back at me.
For what?
For shouting just now.
Life's not about revenge, Fiona. It boils down to this. I don't like you. Already. And I've only just met you. In fact, you may be the most poisonous little rat I've come across in a while, and that includes several paedophiles, and you are perfectly welcome to sack me. I wouldn't care if you did. But if you don't, I'll work bloody hard for you. I'll do a good job. But if you're not going to take this seriously, if you've got absolutely no self-respect and you're just going to carry on pissing about, then please do sack me. Don't pull me down into your slime. You've gone all quiet. Have you died?
Am I going to prison?
Drop the crap for a minute and we'll talk about it properly. Yes? Now sit down. Not there, over there by the window. Where I'm pointing, it's not complicated. Sit down and don't move. Right, now, got the papers here. We'll go through them. You with me?
Yes.
Right, today's the first hearing. This is the indictment. You see, you're charged with possessing cocaine with intent to supply. The prosecution says that you were searched at the premises and found with a small quantity of cocaine, and when you were interviewed by police, you said... It wasn't yours, it was for someone else. You didn't say who it was for, you just said it was for a friend. And you said you knew it was cocaine.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all true. Oh, dear. I'll wait here a minute. I need to talk to the prosecutor. And don't move or I'll have you shot.
Mummy, it's me. Mummy, please.
Say something, it's me. Mummy. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Good. Tears are good. Perhaps you'll be a little bit more serious now. Now, I want you to tell me about your family.
My family?
Oh, yeah, the problems. Your father. I want to know why he threw you out. But if I'm going to help you properly, I need to know all the background information. All the stories about you and your father. And tell me slowly. I don't want to miss a thing.
Thank you.
This is a crazy place to meet.
No one knows who I am here. I just look like you're a bit of rough.
Rough? You must be joking. You know what you are. What time's our table?
It's booked for 9.
Look, Katie, I better say this. It might change things. I'm definitely not going to go ahead with your proposal. Whatever you say to me this evening.
Fair enough.
Fair enough?
No, I can't force you. Not if you don't want to.
But that's all you want from me, isn't it? I mean, is there any point us having dinner?
Don't you want to? When I ask
yeah,
you...
Yeah, I do, but isn't this just a business thing for you?
No. No. Jack, I want to do the deal with you. Of course I do. But if you've made up your mind, fine. I mean, it's a mistake, but it's your mistake. That's it. Let's have a nice meal. I thought we got on last time. I thought...
Yeah, we did, but from my point of view... How can I spend time with someone who wants to write about my client?
Then maybe you better go.
I don't know. No. I was glad when you called. I don't know.
Okay, so we've worked out that I don't want to go and you don't want to go. Now, can you please show a little bit more confidence?
Ah, your favourite word.
You showed it the other day.
When?
In court.
Oh, no. This is why. We can't have this conversation.
Relax. I'm not asking you about it.
You weren't even there. I looked for you.
I was at the back of the courtroom. What did you think of her? Jack, believe me, I'm not asking what happened. I don't want to know what she said. I'm just asking how you got on with her. I spent ages trying to talk to her. I found her bloody hard work.
She is.
Did you control her?
Yeah.
How did you manage it?
She wound me up. I snapped. She was fine.
You snapped? How did she wind you up?
Lots of things. Shouting across the courtroom that I'd raped her for one.
No! And that helped you.
Well, I started to feel, like you were saying the other day, I felt real and important, like I had a purpose.
That's good, that is great.
Without even taking up your offer.
So you were tempted.
Does it matter?
No. You're not going to take it up, it doesn't matter at all. But you were.
Yes, I was.
It's just such a shame you were scared of getting caught.
I wasn't.
No?
It wasn't just about that. Now, ethics come into it, and right and wrong.
You'd have done her a favour.
I'd be ruining her life. And favour? All that balls about you wanting to help her.
Balls?
The point of your story is not to help her. It's to sell newspapers and get you a
yeah,
bigger
so
salary.
What? I can do both things and still help her. It'll make everyone money and she'll feel better about herself and it'll cheer up the poor sods who read it.
Everyone's a winner.
What do you think of Fiona?
I think she's a sport little bitch.
Isn't that funny? With all your ethics and your principles... I think her family have never given a flying toss about her, so I feel sorry for her.
What sort of family are you from?
I don't know, Jack. What are the options?
Did you have money?
Yeah, I was a deb. I used to hunt with the royals.
No, seriously, I mean, don't you feel angry seeing her? Someone who's had money, education, every chance in life, and she's throwing it all away when you had to work.
Had
for...
to work? I wasn't one of Fagin's gang. I was a normal kid with normal parents. She wasn't. That's why I feel sorry for her. And that's why I want to help her make her point.
And that's why you're doing this?
Well, it's one reason. And it's why if you'd joined me, you'd have done her more bloody good than wasting your breath on a judge. Oh, come on, Jack. You wouldn't get caught. You'd feel good about yourself.
Oh, shit. I knew we shouldn't have met here. I told you.
What?
Someone's walked in.
Who?
I see. Please don't come over. Please don't.
Ah, it's the human curtain. Oh, who's your lovely friend?
I'm Morwenna Frumkin.
What an interesting name. I'm Charles Rowland. I'm a barrister in People's Chambers. Do you know this young man well? Are you his significant other?
I'm just a friend.
And what do you do, Morwenna?
I'm a teacher.
What do you teach?
I take problem pupils and I try to fulfill their potential.
Aha. Well, I suppose I do the same thing. The other day I noticed the pupil here had enormous potential as a sunshade and I spent the afternoon fulfilling it.
What does that mean?
It means he's very useful in chambers. What ages do you teach?
Older ones at the moment.
Good for you. I've been told something that might interest you, pupil. I'm to chair the tenancy committee. Your life is in my hands.
Really?
Yeah. And I've decided to accept bribes.
Would you like a large gin and tonic?
Aha. The early front runner has declared himself. Thank you, pupil. Plenty of ice.
More whiskey?
Yeah. Oh.
What?
Oh, you're funny.
Did you make up that name?
What name?
Morcheeba or whatever.
Morwenna Fromkin. No, I was at school with her. I haven't thought about her for 15 years and then suddenly she's in my head.
15 years?
Yeah. That's when I left school. Is that a problem?
1988. That's when my mum left school.
Yeah. I remember her. Fat girl, no friends.
Yeah, I'll take after Dad. But now, apparently, you teach children.
Just one. What was the old bloke saying about you being a lampshade?
Sunshade. It... I don't know. Talks rubbish sometimes.
I thought he was funny. And charming. You better start standing up to people like him. That's how you get respect.
I do stand up to him. He's not as scary as you. Always pretty.
So... you going to think about it?
Katie, I've drunk too much.
It's what you said at dinner. I think seriously about your proposal.
I said it and I mean it.
Oh, how do I know you're serious?
I am.
How do I know you're not just stringing me along?
No, no, it's not. I'm really not.
Tell me one thing she told you. A small thing. To show me.
One thing.
One thing.
And you won't write this if I don't say yes.
I promise.
It's quite funny. This is... she told me, she said the first cigarette she ever smoked was at the Prime Minister's garden party at 10 Downing Street. She said it was passed to her by the Foreign Secretary's daughter.
Is that true?
That's what she said. And that's it, that's it. Now, I'm not saying any more tonight. Okay?
Okay.
Well, you haven't said anything about a boyfriend or a husband?
I haven't got either. That's why I'm happy. I don't have to worry about anyone else.
They worry about you too, yeah. That's how it works.
It doesn't work, Jack.
It does. Can I kiss you?
I won't. I don't know.
Why not?
Come here. Sit here. No. Here. And don't say anything.
You're on time.
Yeah.
It's a start. Have you learnt your lesson?
I left early today. I even turned off the telly.
Fine, let's get down to it.
Can I just say...
no. Now, you told me the cocaine wasn't yours. You said it was a friend. What's the story?
Can you help me talk to my father?
I'm a barrister, I'm not a postman.
I've tried.
Who did the cocaine belong to?
You said you'd work hard for me.
Who did the cocaine belong to?
I went to get it for someone.
Who did the cocaine belong to?
A friend. Who couldn't get it himself asked me.
So you're a little cocaine user, are you?
No. I'm not, I swear. I've never done it in my life.
Really? Two cautions for cannabis and you're ferrying cocaine around...
I'm not! I've been living in this squat and there are six other people there. Well, At the time, there were seven, and one of them was Dave.
That's the guy?
Yeah, and he was really... You know, I liked him.
How sweet. And?
He normally went to get coke, but one day he said he couldn't go. He said he'd hurt himself playing football, and he asked...
Did he set you up?
I don't know. Someone else in the house said Dave knew the dealer was being watched.
He set you up. Well, on that story, you're going to have to plead guilty to possession with intent to supply. But you know the funny thing? Perhaps we don't share a sense of humour. The funny thing is that if it was really yours, you'd only get a smack on the wrist. But if you're handing it over to someone else, you're going to get whacked.
Why is it funny? Why is it funny I'm going to prison?
I'm going to try
Why are you being so nasty? Last time I acted badly, yeah, all right. I probably deserved it when you were angry, but this time you're just being an idiot.
I'm trying to get a straight answer
out
of you.
No, you're not. I'm just being an idiot. I'm sorry about what I did last time. I was being stupid. But I was a bit scared. I'm scared about what's going to happen. I want you to help me, not do this. I think I really annoyed you last time, and I'm sorry.
Okay, let's get on.
I'm scared.
I'm going to try and get them to accept your plea today, but sentencing will probably be a bit over. I have been a bit harsh. I'm sorry, Fiona. It's a tactic. Sometimes I'm going to do everything I can to keep you out of prison, so I need to know about your previous convictions for theft. Were they both for shoplifting?
Yeah. Once from Tower Records and once from Playfair Pets. But I got away with it millions of times.
Well, I'm not sure we can tell the magistrate that. Tell me about the Tower Records.
I stuck three DVDs down my tights and ran down Regent Street. It was too many. I got caught.
From the pet shop?
I took a snake out and he crawled up my sleeve. I was going to let him go in Regent's Park. I hate seeing animals all locked up.
Would he have been happy in Regent's Park? Never mind. How do you feel about those offences now?
What do you mean?
Are you embarrassed, ashamed, proud, what?
I was proud when I was doing them, but I'm really sick of it all now. I'm embarrassed now. I really wish things were back the way they were, you know.
I think so.
I'm not embarrassed about the snake. Please, may I ask something now?
Yes.
Please, can you talk to my father? He'll listen to you. He used to be a lawyer as well.
I don't think he would listen.
He would. Or you could give him a letter and make sure he reads it.
Fiona. I'll think about it. I promise I'll think about it. Now, I need to find out more. Tell me about your first cannabis caution.
Yeah.
Hello.
Ah, pupil. Good. Come over here for a minute and I'll show you the key to successful case preparation. Are you watching? You take the piece of paper, like so, and you slide it into the hole puncher. And you press, quite firmly. And when the paper comes out, it looks like this. It has holes. Now, be a chap and do the same for the pile on the floor, would you?
Well, rather... Actually, rather not.
Excuse me?
But it seems a bit menial.
Interesting. We'll come back to this. I hear you've been representing Fiona Lytham.
Yes.
Tell me about her case.
Do you really need to know?
Pupil, have you swallowed something? I am a senior member of your chambers. I am also Fiona Lytham's godfather, and I was once a close friend of her father. So, yes, I really need to know. Now, tell me everything you can about her, please.
Sounds reasonable.
Just tell me.
Her father won't speak to her. She's tried to contact him. He puts the phone down on her. She wants me to contact him.
It's not your job. It might be my job.
Well, you could try and convince him to have a word in the magistrate's ear.
And that is not anybody's job. I want to know everything about the case, and whilst you're telling me you can punch 826 holes...
I think I should see Lytham as well.
Absolutely not. Punch your first hole. That's it. Now, tell me about the case, slowly and clearly.
How are you?
I'm fine, yeah, really well. I really enjoyed last week.
Oh, I drank a lot.
I think we both did. I've got something to tell you.
Go on.
You're going to be angry with me, but I hope you're not. I've given this a lot of thought and I know what I'm going to do. This hasn't been easy.
Yes.
I'm not going to take you up on your offer. I know for sure now I'm definitely not going to take you up on your offer.
I've heard this before.
Well, except in the past, you've always known that I've been tempted and I've wavered. But this time, now I'm working with Fiona, things have changed, really.
Yeah?
I nearly went for it. You know, the other night, I so nearly went for it. I haven't been giving Fiona a chance. You were right about her. She's a victim. She deserves sympathy, and I'm in the best position. I can't tell you why, but I'm in the best position to help her. Really help her.
The best position?
Yeah, the best position. And you know something else? Now, I don't mean this to sound patronising or, I don't know. You made this possible. You've helped me to become much more aware of myself. I can grab hold of situations, react to them. You are a teacher.
You sound like you've had a life-changing experience.
Well, I wouldn't put it that strongly.
Yeah, nor would I. You've had a few drinks and a fumble with me. Well, it might be life-changing for you. It depends what you're used to.
Don't be... Not a few drinks and a fumble.
Oh, stop it.
I'm not stopping anything. I don't see any reason why we have to stop seeing each other just
seeing
because...
Seeing each other? Seeing each other? We're not bloody seeing each other. Well, you carry on working with Fiona. You carry on. You bloody carry on. I can't help
myself. I've got to see you again. Yes.
Have you contacted him?
Have I contacted whom, pupil?
Leiden.
Well, since you ask, I had dinner with him last night at a little place in Great Smith Street, and we shared a very good montrachet.
And what did he say?
Well, we reminisced for a while, and I raised the subject of Fiona. I sounded like a Jane Austen character. I told him his daughter wished to be reconciled with him.
And?
And I don't know. He stayed quiet, he listened. I told him what you'd told me, and he seemed very sad. I have absolutely no idea what he's going to do.
Well, did you tell him to talk to the magistrates?
No, I didn't approach a former member of the cabinet and encourage him to interfere with the administration of justice.
Yeah, but do you reckon you got through to him?
I spoke to him as an old friend. I don't know if I got through to him. You should keep your distance from all this.
Yeah, but...
And don't forget that she chose to become involved with drugs and theft. It was her choice. You're not doing yourself any favours if you lose sight of that.
She only got involved with that because he threw her out.
Good. Now then, here's a bit of fun. All those papers by the clock need photocopying twice. Mars bar if they're done by five.
Hello.
I've already told you I don't want anything to do with you or the rest of them. How do you know where I live? Just go. Leave me alone. You can all carry on writing what you like about me. I'm not changing my mind.
We've got to talk, Fiona.
We've talked. Just go away and leave me alone.
Just give me 5 minutes. The hearing's on Thursday.
There are other people in. I'll have you beaten up.
Just 5 minutes, I promise. If you don't want to talk to me after that, I'll go and I'll leave you alone. You'll be very interested in what I've got to say.
5 minutes. Go into my room. Over there, don't go that way. There's people in the sitting room.
The sitting room. Very nice. Okay. Anything I write will be in your own words, nothing of mine. And for that, I'll give you £15,000. That's most of the money I'll get.
You're wasting your time on going back to my family.
Has your dad called? He doesn't care. When you write your story, you'll be showing him that you're strong and that he can't hurt you. You'll be independent. Well, except I'll be there for you.
I don't want you anywhere near me.
But it's more than that. You'll get work out of this. You'll be the brave girl betrayed by her family and the TV companies will be interested. And then you won't have to worry about money. My 15 grand's just the start. That's how it works nowadays. Fiona, I know you feel bad right now. You've been treated like dirt. But you can turn this to your advantage. People will listen to you. They'll respect you. And things will change.
All I hear is words.
Well, that's fine. That's totally fine. But the trouble is, there's going to be more written about you anyway, even if we don't work together. The hacks have got their ears to the ground. Once the verdict's reached, they can say a lot more. And they'll write terrible things, not the truth. And I'll have to write something, so I'll just have to use the information I've already got.
What information?
Oh, all the stuff your barrister told me. Oh, that's the other thing, Fiona.
I spent some time with Jack Standish, your barrister. He was very happy to tell me everything you told him, which is a lot, and if you don't help me, that's what I'll have to use.
He hasn't told you anything.
Well, let's see. He started by telling me how you took up smoking at 10 Downing Street, now the Foreign Secretary's daughter gave you your first fag. And then he told me your father found out and he hit you in front of everyone.
That didn't happen. He never hit me. I never told him that.
Yeah, calm down. He must have been confused. Or he made it up. You see, that's the danger when you get a story second-hand. If you told me straight,
what else
I'd
did
get
he tell you?
Plenty. I'm not going to go through it all now.
But why? I thought he was...
I don't know why. I don't know why. And I was surprised. When I met him, I didn't think he was like that. I tell you, Fiona, for a lot of reasons, it would be best if you went along with me. After all this nastiness is out the way, we'll get on well. Here's my mobile number. Think about what I've said, and we'll talk.
What if my father calls before the hearing?
Then the deal's off. Sounds fair?
What if I go to prison?
Well, I can still tell your story.
Is that allowed?
Well, we don't talk about the offence. I'll speak to you before Thursday, anyway.
I haven't got a choice, have I?
You got my number. Call me any time.
I haven't got a choice.
Hello, Fiona. Fiona? You know, you might not be going inside. I'm going to raise a lot of things with the judge. All the things we've gone over. And you know, when it comes down to it, she's going to have to see how difficult things have been for you since you were thrown out. Has he been in touch?
Nope.
Anyone else? Your mother? Anyone? I sent a friend of your dad's to see him, to try and make him get in touch. Doesn't seem to have done much good. And the other thing, maybe I shouldn't tell you this, I went to see your father, or tried to. I went to his office, he wouldn't see me. I gave him a letter and had all the things, and I asked him to talk to the judge. We'll see. Don't hold out much hope, at least we tried. But, you know, the judge may take pity on you anyway. If you're still angry with me for being strict with you last time, I'm sorry. It's just... it's a tactic I use with some clients, but I misjudged you. Don't think I don't care. We're a team here, Fiona. I need you to react to me. Come on.
You care?
Of course I do. I know it's your life on the line, and I'll walk away today, whatever, but I assure you I care very much about what happens. You've been badly used, and I'm going to make sure the judge knows that.
Don't worry. I'm not going to say anything.
What?
I'm not going to complain about you. I don't even care.
What's wrong? What have I done, Fiona? Fiona?
Fiona Lytham, stand up, please. You are aware that this is a serious offence. You knew what this substance was when you went to collect it on someone else's behalf, and you went ahead and did it nonetheless. I hardly need tell you that cocaine is a dangerous drug, and that its possession with intent to supply almost invariably carries with it a custodial sentence. I had intended to give you a harsher sentence than the one I've decided upon, but I have been influenced by the effective arguments put forward by Mr. Standish. I sentence you to 4 months in prison.
Come in.
Hello.
Ah, Jack, come in. I've got no work for you to do today, I'm afraid.
Did you want to see me about something else?
Yes, I think I did.
Is this about the tenancy?
Partly, yes, I suppose it is. We haven't made a final decision. It's very difficult. I need to talk to you about the Lytham case.
Yeah. You heard what happened.
Yeah.
But I really...
I was told you did well. McNee was in court. He said you showed spirit.
Oh.
Which is good, because you needed to start showing spirit. I'll be straightforward about this. I have supported your application for tenancy over the last few weeks, but certain matters still concern me. And one is this. Several weeks ago, you were unwilling to engage with anyone and you didn't seem to have any oomph. Now, you've been refusing to do jobs for me and answering me back. Now, Is that spirit or just disobedience?
Well,
I'm worried it's the latter, in which case I'm not sure there's a future for you at the bar.
Well, then why have you supported me?
And this is a case in point. You don't use your judgment. When I'm talking to you like this, you must remain calm and dispassionate. Don't rely on emotion. Use your judgment. Now, can you start doing that?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure I can.
Are you determined to succeed at the bar?
Yes.
You didn't seem it a few weeks ago. How badly do you want to be a barrister?
I do. Very much. I think it's showing now. I mean, in the Lytham case...
Yes, in the Lytham case. Something happened to you during that case.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I think I discovered that the job is about understanding people and making a difference to them.
That hadn't occurred to you before?
Well, not in the same way, no. I mean, I felt I knew what I was doing with Fiona, and that feeling's going to stay with me. I mean, you saw my determination, how I wanted to succeed, how I had to go and see her father.
You didn't go?
I did in the end, yeah.
Well, I suppose if you felt you had to, it's a sign of determination, initiative. What did you say?
Well, he wouldn't see me in the end, so I had to give him a letter.
That's a shame. What did you write?
Well, I gave him the name of the sentencing judge, the date and everything. I gave him every chance to get involved. I mean, I didn't spell it out.
So you attempted to pervert the course of justice?
Well...
You encouraged a senior politician to commit an illegal act on a piece of paper, which he no doubt still has, and you went expressly against my wishes. I told you not to visit him. Well, I have now come to a decision on your tenancy. It seems that you will not now be joining us.
And this is why?
That would be enough on its own, but it just confirms what I've been told. No judgment, no consistency. Veering like a drunk between no confidence and too much of the bloody stuff.
Well, that's your opinion. Fine. What about the others? On the committee, what about them? Or don't they have a say?
They have a say, and they've all been against you from the beginning. It's only because I've been fighting your corner that you've stayed in the room.
Well, that's not true. I have one ally.
You do?
In that report you wrote to me weeks ago, the one who wrote all that stuff about me having potential.
No one wrote that. I made that up to encourage you. I don't think there's anything else to say, is there? Now, if you wouldn't mind going downstairs, I have a very long advice to write. No.
Can you do it like this?
What?
Well, the sun's all over the computer screen. You can barely see a thing. Why don't I stand in the way? I can block out the sun.
Please, go downstairs. I don't think...
I want to. Please, let me do this. Please, let me. I want it here. How's this? Is this blocking it? Makes life much easier for you. How is it?
You'd better move a bit to the left.
Now?
It's not bad. It's quite good.
Thank you. It is good, isn't it?
Bloody good. It's bloody good.
In Intent to Supply by Joshua Levine, Jack was played by Keir Charles and Katie by Elizabeth Berrington. Fiona was played by Jasmine Hyde, Roland by Bill Nighy, and the Magistrate by Carolyn Jones. The director was Izzy Mant.
This video was uploaded to the channel Thinking Out Louder. Please like, comment and subscribe to the Thinking Out Louder channel.